Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. This is a fun episode. Nick and I were all over the place this week, and this weekend we're both headed back out of town, but there's a ton of great events happening here in Chicago that you should be checking out. What did we do these last 3 weeks, Zoe? What'd you make it to?
Yeah, because, you know, got a cork popped out, boom, it flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
The legend, Mr. Pete Crowley.
I love Pete Crowley, man.
How's that beer? What you think it is?
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Raw, raw, raw!
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. My name is Brett Chmielewski.
Hey, I'm Nick White.
And this is a special beer pass.
It is, man.
We're 2 years in the brewing. Oh, see. No, we've been doing this show for 2 years now.
Man, they said it wouldn't last.
Who was that?
I don't know who
did
said
we,
that.
Did we beat them up?
Yeah, man. Podcasts have come and gone, man. Here we are, two years later, still rolling.
It doesn't really feel like 2 years. I feel like we just kind of are figuring it out, starting with this.
Yeah, I wonder if it like, you know how they say years go by faster when you're older, when you get older?
Yeah.
Or time flies when you're having fun. They say that too.
Okay.
So I think it's probably a little bit of the both, but.
And drinking, you just kind of forget what's happening, right?
You look up, it's been 2 years.
Man. Still drinking this beer. But yeah, thank you for everyone that's been listening and supporting the show. It's been awesome. You know, I know Nick runs into a lot of people that are like, hey, love the show, love listening. Yeah. And it's pretty exciting to hear
it's
that.
It's very cool. It really is, yeah.
Especially when it's just an audio podcast, so you just don't even see our faces very often.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll get back to video soon.
Video's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone can see us shotgun these cans that we're drinking right here.
What do we got here today, man?
So we got the Revolution Oktoberfest. Blue fists are up.
What is that? Yeah, that's the left fist.
Yeah,
the left fist is up. So this is their Oktoberfest Märzen Lager, 5.7%. I haven't had this beer yet this season.
No, this is my first time having it this year. And I feel like Oktoberfest is now kicked off, so it's happening here. And I felt like it was the occasion to finally, you know, dive into this style of beer.
Yeah, this is a good call. And they're having their Oktoberfest this weekend.
Oh, okay.
At the Kedzie facility.
Look, it's so. Like I knew that or something. yeah, but I do try to pick this beer up a lot. I did go to one of the Oktoberfests, I think maybe the first one or the second one.
Yeah, same here.
Uh-huh, but haven't been back since. And this is just a solid Oktoberfest for me. It's not too sweet. Like, a lot of them end up just being too sweet.
Yeah.
I had Sam Adams Oktoberfest over the weekend, and that one was kind of on the sweet side for me.
Yeah. I like Oktoberfest beers. I don't really like Oktoberfest food, though, you know?
Sausage and the kraut.
Yeah, so I'm not really into that.
That's all there is.
I do like the Monster Steins and the Lederhosen.
Okay.
And these parties, I'm still having summer anxiety, you know, summer ending anxieties, but.
Right. Today is the first day of fall.
Yeah. Today's the last day you can see Buckingham Fountain. They're shutting it down after today.
Really? Yeah. And it's what, 70 out today?
Yeah. It's perfect. It's perfect weather tonight.
That's sad. They need to keep that open longer.
Yeah. Keep it rolling. Just like, you know, like just like those ice cream places that say they're going to close when fall comes.
Yeah.
But if it's still 70. You got to keep the ice cream and the fountain going.
Yeah, you're just blowing money. Can't they just dump some antifreeze in the fountain and just like let it go all winter?
Keep it going. Yeah. That's my vote.
Yeah, keep it going. And so we're gonna sip on these as we talk about our week here, what we made it to, and the events coming up. The events are going to be a little light, but we'll get to that shortly here. So this past weekend, I was out of town, man. I wasn't even enjoying our great city of Chicago.
Yeah, man. You went to the East Coast.
Right. So I was in Boston. I was in Portsmouth, mainly just to go to that Portsmouth brewery.
Yeah.
And then I was in Portland, Maine. And yeah, it was a fun trip out there.
Yeah. They say that Portsmouth is they have a version of Dark Lord Day, right? They have like a special bottle release annual party. Yeah, they have
Kate the Great.
Kate the Great, yeah.
I've had Kate the Great, not so great.
Really?
It's fine.
Kate's not very great, huh?
She's all right. But she's find out, I have some friends who came with and their aunt lives up there. Uh-huh. A guy who worked at Portsmouth and did the recipe for Kate the Great left that brewery, uh-huh. started his own brewery now, and does a version of Kate the Great.
There you go.
So, like, they can't stop him from not doing it. He just couldn't call it Kate the Great.
Right, right.
So, I forget. It's like Trillium or Trillooey or something.
He's still in the same area that brewery was?
Not too far away, yeah. Okay. Everything on the East Coast is super close.
Yeah.
You can drive from Boston to Portland, Maine in like 2 hours. Really? It takes me 2 hours to get to my dad's house in St. Charles. And yeah. I can go across 3 states in the East Coast.
That's wild. I haven't been up there yet. So you went to what are the breweries that you hit? I think you were at some big breweries. You were at like Harpoon.
So when Harpoon was the first stop.
Okay.
That tap room is amazing.
Really?
It's what I wish maybe Goose Island's tap room was. I think Goose Island's tap room is nice, but it's small.
Yeah, you feel like they could have done more.
It should be triple that size.
It's fucking Goose Island.
Right. Open.
Yeah.
Longer hours. And just like, it should be a party in there, because the Harpoon one was, it was giant. They had a huge merch store.
Yeah.
Like, anything you wanted Harpoon's logo on, you could get it on. Dog leashes, sunglasses, like anything. And that was big. And like Goose Island's little merch thing is like, hey, you need a growler and a sweatshirt? We got it.
Yeah.
But their tables were really nice at Harpoon. Good beer, lots of stuff they're not releasing to the public, and just like one-offs on tap. So that's pretty nice.
they're an employee-owned brewery, just like Deschutes is, and they're having a little get-together. We'll talk about that later in the show.
Okay.
They're having an employee-owned brewery party this week.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
They felt pretty big, like on scale with some of these big breweries. Like, we don't think of Harpoon very much, I guess.
Right.
So. Yeah. It seemed like it was like, man, you guys are probably pumping out a lot of beer here. So that was good. Then I went over to Jamaica Plains.
That's a
neighborhood outside of Boston.
Okay.
And that's where the Sam Adams Brewery Tours happen.
Okay.
So we took the train out there, or the T, which is their CTA.
Okay.
And went to... went and got a little tour of basically this one-room brewery.
So, I mean, Sam's making a lot of beer, so this is just where they do the tours.
Yeah.
They're making some beer there, though,
They're
right?
making some beer there, because they have a barrel room.
Okay.
With a bunch of fooders in there.
Yeah. I love the way the fooders look.
Yeah, they're look cool. great. And then they have two brew houses in this facility. Like it looked like two to me.
Okay.
We missed, like, part of the tour. And then a bunch of... tanks and everything, so they're brewing beer here, and like we were like, oh, is this all for show? But you could see like bubbles happening in one of the tanks, and like, you know, it had the hose hooked up and spilling out a little bit
for sure. Yeah, I know we were talking pre-show about their barrel room and that really cool sour that they make that comes from out of there.
All right, Cosmic Mother Funk.
Yeah, the KMF. Did you get to try that?
I did try that. That's a pretty awesome beer. I had that, and I was like, whoa, you guys make this?
Yeah, you kind of think that, you know, Sam is done making cool beers. You know, I mean, the extreme beer is Utopia, right? Which I only get to try at Phobab because it's like a $300 bottle or whatever.
Yeah,
or whatever.
Expensive.
Yeah, but then a lot of their beers are just like very approachable, palatable.
Yeah.
But then they come with this, which is like completely in the opposite direction of what they're known for now.
Uh-huh. So I think they're doing a lot of these like sour kind of beers at this place.
Okay.
That would make the most sense to me.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was kind of a nice place. And then that night, an Oktoberfest party was going on. And Maeve and I are like, well, we need to do dinner somewhere. We're just going to go into Boston and like go somewhere else.
Yeah.
How about we stay here, do this Oktoberfest party.
There you go.
Eat some sausage. We know Nick loves it. Eat some kraut. Like, why not? All right, so we went.
And just hung out there and did the whole thing, the whole Oktoberfest thing there.
This is the saddest Oktoberfest.
No way.
You could ever imagine.
The Boston Beer Company does not throw a righteous Oktoberfest party.
So there must be no Germans in Boston.
Oh, man. That's sad, man.
Because when Chicago throws an Oktoberfest party, it goes down, man. Like, everyone's, like, dancing, and there wasn't even a single... Oh, I did a Stein-holding contest.
Yeah.
But there wasn't a lot of Steins going around, no, like, cheering. Somebody in the audience had to request this, like, band that they had planned to do the Ziggy Zaggy.
Ziggy Zaggy, yeah.
Because they were playing, like, It's a Small World and, like, super slow, depressing.
That's rough, like, man.
It's like, man, you got to pump up the polka jams and, like, you got tubas and everything out there. Like, get this party going.
Right.
Man, I couldn't even believe it.
That's rough. That's rough.
The only thing worse than Oktoberfest in Boston is St. Patrick's Day in Napa Valley. And I've done that.
Oh, man. I got nothing, man. What are you...
So that was Boston. And then in Portland, made it over to Allagash.
Okay.
Got a tour there. And
now, which is of these three, which was your favorite to hang out in?
I think Allagash was probably the most interesting because they're a big brewery, and they're only in like a couple markets besides Chicago. They're in California, yep. and then
they're just
the Maine.
Yeah.
But they're making a lot of great beer.
I like that. I like the Curio stuff.
Yeah.
You know, those are really good. It's almost like, because I know it's barrel aged, but it's blended back in with like fresh beer. Uh-huh. So you just get hints of the barrel, which I like.
And then usually I go to breweries on the weekends and they're all like, they're closed. But this one we went on like, I think it was Monday and they were brewing that day. So it was cool to have like the breweries actually in action.
Right.
I don't usually see that often when I'm at the breweries.
Okay.
So that was fun.
That's cool, man.
Portsmouth was okay. Mm-hmm. It felt like kind of a rock bottom-y kind of place. Oh. But they're making some stuff.
Did you make it to Cheers?
I've
always wanted to go to Cheers.
I didn't. So there's two things. You can go to the real Cheers bar.
Yeah.
That's the place that was inspired. Or you can go to the fake one that looks like the Cheers bar. And we talked about, like, which one would you really rather go to?
You want to go to the one on the show, right?
Yeah, I want to go to the fake one.
Yeah, I want to go to the fake one.
I want my picture.
Because, like, it's real to me.
Yeah, that's what I think. I don't want to go to basically a hole in the wall and be like, that's the real Cheers.
Right.
You guys are fools. It's like, so?
Yeah.
I got a picture, like, where Norm sits.
I want to go where Norm and, you know, Diane and the whole crew. You know, the male dude, everybody. I want to go where they hung out.
So we didn't do that. Ate a lot of lobster rolls.
Oh, man.
Which I'm not a fan of.
No?
I feel like they're good. Oh, lobster rolls are good.
Yeah.
But they leave you hungry and they're expensive.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But
I can see that.
But had a couple good ones. So I was like, after a couple, I was like, all right, I get it.
Right.
I don't want to like go too hard on this. So I stopped. I stopped myself. I held back and I was like, I got to have other seafood.
Yeah, seafood and breweries up there. I want to. That's one section of America I have not hit very hard at all.
But we're lucky here. We get so many of these breweries that are up there.
Yeah.
Their beers here, like Maine Beer Company came last year, and Allagash we get, and I think is Baxter here too, or is Baxter coming?
I don't know.
Baxter's another Maine brewery.
Okay.
So,
very cool.
Nice. So, that was my week outside of Chicago.
Yeah, man.
Did you do anything here in town?
I went to a couple of events. Went to Festivale.
Nice.
The 9th annual Festivale. So they moved it to Block 37 this year, on the third floor, which is it felt like the top floor.
Okay.
It was cool, man. It was sexy time in there. Like the lines of sight were kind of like such where like the corner booths in each corner were a little dimly lit, and then a lot of the light was in the middle.
Okay.
So this is just a big wide open space with some really beautiful windows that just run the whole, you know, from top to bottom, from ceiling to floor. And then, what sucks though is that this place next year is going to be converted to a Dave & Buster's.
What?
Yeah, that space. Because the Block 37 is all shops, all retail shops.
Heather can't win, man.
Man, so they're going to, so this was a one and done festival at this location.
Okay.
It was really good, though. Festival is typically a pretty solid event. I remember having the Haymarket had Claire's Thirsty Ale, which was their VIP beer. So that was it's an Imperial Stout aged on raspberries and Woodford Reserve barrels for a year.
Okay.
That was fantastic. I got to try Tribes beers, David, who left Haymarket, to go out there. He's got an IPA, double IPA called 0 to 100 that people would not shut up about. Nice. And it was really
nice. Was he there pouring?
Yeah, he was there. Okay. He's got an assistant brewer, and he's not going to Denver this year, but he's got his recipes dialed in, so he's looking forward to like World Beer Cup in Philly.
Oh,
and
then cool. Okay.
Like Denver next year, that kind of thing. Had a Berliner Weiss front microphone, that was really good too. Overall it was a pretty solid event.
Nice.
Yeah.
How did it end up turn out? Was you have a good crowd? I know we were hyping it up here.
Yeah,
and
for sure. VIP, people started to trickle in, you know, because of the rain and then like the 6 o'clock start time right downtown.
Yeah.
And nobody really lives in that part of downtown, right?
No.
And then like when the GA opened, that place was pretty crowded. Oh, you know, cool. Like it was a nice, comfortable turnout.
Nice.
Yeah. So that was a good event, man. Yeah. And I guess it like the one and done feature, I guess, is pretty cool. You know, like it was there and it'll never be there again because it'll be Dave and Buster's next year.
Man, yeah. I can't believe Dave and Buster's is still going. I thought they were like dying.
Yeah. Right.
So next year at Dave and Buster's will be
Festival. Or just do Festival at Dave and Buster's. At Dave and Buster's, right? Yeah. A lot of good beers there, man. Looks like Revolution brought a Gravedigger Billy. Everybody brought like a VIP beer, and then they brought like a general admission beer. So
did you win a tower beer?
I did not win anything.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So
I felt like if you would have won, it would have been people would have called it rigged.
Yeah.
For beer pass.
I'd have went up there to accept it, and they would have just been like, "You're a fraud. The fix is in." Yeah. But it was a good time, man. I had a blast at Festival.
Any new breweries there that like you didn't see or know about? Because like, that's always like a fun thing. They usually have like a couple that I was like, oh, never heard of these guys.
That's true. No, all the usual suspects were in the house for this thing. I mean, there were breweries that I had never had before, but I've heard of. So like Tribes, like we talked about. Hailstorm, I've never had them before. And then, And then there's...
What's a two?
Yeah, what is two? Is two a two looks like a restaurant.
Oh, two. Yeah. Oh, because there's always food and a beer, so that's kind of
six restaurants there this time. Sovereign and Three Aces and Rattler, to name a few. Yeah, and Frontier. Frontier was there.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Man, sounds like I always like going to this event and you know drinking for a good cause. It's always worth it.
For sure.
And then, but your night didn't stop.
No,
just
so,
with Festival.
So we took it old school, man. We went, we double dipped, man. We did, we had a double, let's play two.
Oh my gosh.
So after Festival, we went over to Fulton to the 312 block party.
Okay.
So what I liked about this party was that, well, it was 2 days, which was cool, but then it was reminiscent of remember the 25th anniversary party where the actual street that the brewery's on, it was actually on Fulton Street. And usually their parties are in that warehouse behind Fulton.
Right, because it's kind of an empty lot behind there, and so okay.
Exactly, yeah. So, and they went all out, man. You know, the signage was Intelligentsia is right there, so now Intelligentsia has signage, and you know the old Chicago style signs that like the way Cobra Lounge's sign is with the chains and the really big neon sign. They had that sign installed for just the stage. So the stage said, like, it's the Four Pills stage, but it had this really cool, like, authentic...
Cha-ching, cha-ching.
Right. And it was I didn't know any of the bands, man, but, you know, everything was rocking the block. The block was full. And then everything's $3 a pour.
Nice.
Which is really cool. So you're talking about, you know, some of the best beers they've ever made. You know, like your Lolitas, your Jillian's, your Prop... You know, vanilla rye.
What?
All this just like $3 a pour. I'm like, the fact that they're doing that is pretty cool. And then they went in the vault for some really old stuff, you know, stuff from the John Lafleur days, you know, like May and Laura, which are, they're basically sour Belgians, you know, soured with fruit, right? That kind of thing. Barrel-aged sour Belgians. I really like Matilda Brooks.
Okay.
Which I've had before and didn't.
I have seen that,
like it. Yeah.
Okay.
But they've been sitting on that for about 2 years. That was really
so
nice.
So probably got a little better.
Yeah,
funkier.
So soft and funky and tart and sweet and just fucking awesome.
Nice. Was Like Minds open, and did they have any signage up? Because they're like right across the street now.
Yeah. So this place, I went both days, but I didn't make it past the main. I didn't make it past Fulton Street.
Okay.
You know, so like you could walk another block down to where Like Minds is.
Okay.
But I didn't make it over there.
Oh, I thought Like Minds is right where the old Barrel Warehouse was, right on the corner there.
Oh, is that where Like Minds is? Oh, well, no. If that's the case, then no.
They weren't open yet.
No, okay. It was just they had a lot of like Goose Island had like Sticky Feathers, which is their wet hop IPA,
yeah,
and like Autumn Ale, and then there's a lot of their standard stuff that was in the old Barrel Warehouse.
Oh, okay.
Right, and then in the tap room was all the vintage sours and the vintage BCS stuff.
So the tap room was like nuts.
Oh, tap room was hopping. I was like, so is it just like this every Friday over there? They're like, no. It was good.
So you went both days, you said?
Yeah, I went both days.
So Saturday got crazy because there was like a tornado.
Yeah, it rained. It rained all day, just about. It rained all night anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they had to like get everyone into the Barrel Warehouse because it was like lightning and just the tornado watcher warning was happening.
And all that jazz. And then, and they got two stages set up. One right outside the brewery at the end of the block, and then one in the Barrel Warehouse. So it was cool. Like it was so much space that, you know, the tap room's packed and the vintage lines are tapped. But, you know, hey, you go to a concert, you could walk right up to the front, right?
Yeah.
And see a good show. So same thing for the outdoor show, you know. It was good. I love the fact that they did a good job of using the space well. Because last time they used that space during that block party, it was kind of a mess.
Yeah.
Like, people got so frustrated that they just started moving barricades. They had to call in extra security.
Right.
It was just completely overpacked. But this was a really cool event.
Okay.
And they did a good job of using the space.
Slowly learning their lessons and spending more money to do it right.
Yeah. So. Nice. It was good. It was a good party.
Did you like having it on both days?
Yeah. Yeah, because the second day I tried, I didn't get any of the prop. I didn't get any BCS on day one.
Okay.
I had all sours on day one. And then day two, I was able to just get all prop.
Cool.
Yeah, and it ended up being one in, one out in the tap room. That tap room's relatively small. That tap room's no bigger than like Half Acre's tap room.
Right, yeah.
You know?
That's very small. Yeah.
But Goose Island's a lot bigger brewery than Half Acre. That's weird to me. You know.
Right, their tap room should match it. Size, right? Yeah. But, maybe they'll add a second one.
A fun time to be had, though. Yeah, for sure. That was a good party.
Cool. Those two awesome events. Anything else? Any other drinking?
One more thing, man. Guinness. The good folks from Dublin, Ireland. Ireland were in town, and they had an event at the Hubbard Inn in River North. They did they're doing this Guinness IPA launch. So Guinness IPA will be on draft and in cans. CBS is distributing it. So, you know, we were able to talk to them and try the beer. And we should post this to the website, man. They've got this cool 4-minute video on, you know, why they're doing this and what hops are in it and all that kind of stuff.
For
the Guinness IPA.
Oh,
this
okay.
is just the Guinness IPA. So apparently they've been doing nitro in cans. He said they developed this technology like in 1964, which I didn't know.
Okay.
He said Guinness is... Guinness is a brewery. The main brewery is in Ireland, and that brewery does 8 million barrels a year.
Yeah.
But then they have this pilot research brewery that sits next to it, and then that's where this is the fifth project, this IPA, and this is where they're doing all this small batch stuff.
Okay.
So their focus for this beer is America, you know, because they really want to get, I mean, they want to make an IPA. I think a lot of people know Guinness is just, it's so good and so readily available that you kind of overlook it, you know?
Sure. It's almost like you're it's like you just forget about it. I guess,
exactly, you forget about it unless it's on holidays. We're talking about, you know, St. Paddy's Day or maybe Christmas or, you know. He was saying that when you go to Ireland, one in three beers on draft sold in Ireland is a Guinness.
Jeez.
I'm like, God damn.
Because I've done the like Guinness tour,
yeah,
or the Guinness experience at the old brewery,
right?
Really,
so apparently the space in Ireland, which at St. James Gate. Apparently there's a water source there, which is really why that's really why they settled there.
Okay.
They're on a 9,000 year lease. I had to imagine this shit like three times. I'm like, 9,000. He's like, yeah, we're on a 9,000 year lease. The space is 54 acres. So it runs over like three different postal codes.
Oh, cool. You
know, like a really crazy space. And then I'm like, well, so is that where everything's coming from? He's like, no, we've got, five breweries total in Ireland. And then they've got, 50 licensed brew houses around the world where people are making Guinness for them.
How was the IPA?
IPA was solid. Like, I think it's the type of IPA, and I was talking to Trish and Steph from Girl and Her Beer, who they may be on our
Whirly Ball team.
On our Whirly Ball team. All right. Yeah, we were talking about that. I was there recruiting Whirly Ball.
Nice.
That's what I was doing. No, and they brought up a good point. They were like, hey, you know, if this is an IPA in a true, you know, sense that we know it, people who drink IPAs and craft a lot,
yeah,
this isn't going to be something that you're going to be attracted to necessarily. But if you're someone who doesn't, if you're more of like a macro beer drinker and you want to understand you want to get your feet wet in the IPA experience, this is really tailored for you. Like, they're going to sell a lot of this beer because it's very approachable.
So it falls into that almost the Sam Adams Rebel.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't very bold at all. It had a lighter body than I was expecting. I knew it'd be lighter because of the nitro. I mean, there's definitely a nice hot presence.
Oh, so it's a nitro IPA?
It's a nitro IPA, yeah. Interesting. And we were crushing these things, man. I mean, it goes down smooth. It really is like a pill, like you're drinking. It's very creamy and it's very nice.
Huh, nice.
The mouthfeel and the consistency kind of felt more like a hoppy lager to me.
Okay.
But it was a good beer.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So. I think we both had a pretty fantastic week.
Yeah.
It's going to be hard to match.
This has been a cool week.
Huh.
And then the fun doesn't stop. I think we're both leaving town.
I know. So we jump into what's happening, not only for us this week, but also in Chicago, and you should be checking out.
For sure. We talked about Revolution from... we talked about Oktoberfest from Revolution.
Yeah.
Their Oktoberfest party is this weekend.
Okay.
I believe they're doing two sessions. It's at the big facility on Kedzie.
Nice.
So that'll be, both sessions will be on Saturday. Gets going around noon.
Cool.
And then it'll end like around 6, something like that.
Okay.
That ought to be a good party.
Is that sold out? Do we know?
No, I believe there's still tickets for that, for the second session.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's usually a good time. You get a really awesome dimpled stein, like a very legit, like, Stein from Germany, Stein.
Okay.
It looks great. Yeah.
Very cool.
So.
But I'm not going to be able to make it to that.
What?
Well, I'm going to be in San Francisco for a conference, and then you're going to be in Denver for Great American Beer Fest.
God help us all, man.
So you're going to be doing a lot more drinking than I think I will.
I don't know, man, because you weren't going to Boston to go to drink. You were going for something totally different. And then you're like, oh, yeah, by the way, I went to, like, you know, 7 different watering holes.
Well, you know, that's how I do.
That's just how it happens.
That's me. But we'll see. There'll be drinking involved. I will report back.
Yeah, man. That's another town I've never been to, San Francisco. GABF's going to be cool. It's Well, it's a big party, man. We're talking like 60,000 people over 3 days.
Uh-huh.
So I think the things around Denver are just as cool as, because that's kind of out of control. 60,000 people is a lot of people.
Yeah.
Yeah. But everybody, it's kind of like Great Taste, where like the whole town of Denver is just kind of turns into like, you know, ground zero for cool beer shit. You know, so like speaking of San Francisco, Magnolia Brewing is doing a Grateful Dead brunch on Thursday.
Okay.
You know, got to get the Crooked Stave. Goose Island's debuting the Grit and Grain documentary.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of fun stuff around town I'm looking forward to getting into. And then, of course, the awards ceremony. It's kind of like the Grammys, right, for beer. Saturday morning, 38 categories, and everyone gets awards.
Nice, yeah. I'm excited to see that Grit and Grain documentary. The trailer looks great. All the images that Ken and Sergio have been sharing have looked fantastic. Realizing everyone's going to be at GABF, I'm not going to run into Sean O'Sullivan in San Francisco at 21st Amendment. And
no.
Sad.
You'll still be on the West Coast, though.
Yeah. I don't know if I'll be warmer than you there.
Yeah, what is the temperature?
I don't know what the temperature is. Denver stays pretty mild, right?
How should I pack for Denver, man?
I don't know. Drinking, so you need to, I don't know. Pack extra clothes because you'll probably spill.
or just bring an empty luggage and just bring back a ton of booze.
Oh, there
it's
you
either
go.
Gonna be one or the other. We're looking at 80s all this weekend in Denver.
Oh, see, I think you might be warmer than San Francisco.
Yeah.
San Francisco stays cool. Nice. Anything else happening here in Chicago people should be checking out that you saw?
No, that's all I saw.
Everyone is missing. Everyone is gone for the weekend. I'm sure there are some great things on tap around town that you should be probably checking out at, you know, your favorite watering holes, if it's Village Tap, if it's, you know, even Haymarket probably threw some stuff on before they left.
Yeah, for sure. Or get yourself over to one of those Cosmic Mother Funk tappings. They're going to be all around town starting this week, the 21st. That's actually, yeah, that's something we should probably talk about.
Yeah, find that beer. Because if you haven't had that beer, like, you need to taste it. You need to tell your friends about it. You need to check it out. But, yeah. So that'll do it for the events. And then there was a bit of news that happened this morning.
Yeah.
AB.
AB's at it again, man.
Throws.
AB's making it rain on local craft breweries, man.
They're first like, hey, Miller Coors, we want to buy you.
Right.
And Miller Coors like, oh, that's flattering.
Yeah.
And they're like, all right, we'll buy these guys instead.
Like, we'll put that to the side, but just so you know, we're buying you too.
That money's on the table. Let me show you how much money we have. We're going to buy another brewery while we're at it. While you're even thinking about it. While you're in the bathroom, we bought another brewery.
It's wild, man. So Golden Road, I believe they're called.
Golden Road in L.A.
In L.A., man, is the largest craft brewery in L.A. from where we can gather. Like, they're doing 45,000 barrels, which kind of puts them in the ballpark of, like, who would that compare to locally?
45?
I mean, I don't even think Rev's doing that. I mean, after this year, Rev's right. probably doing that, right?
So I think Golden Road was also the first new brewery in L.A. County.
Yeah.
Or at least in the city of Los Angeles.
Right. Like, yeah, you're right.
And they were doing cans, like, even before everyone was doing cans.
Yeah.
So they make pretty good beers. And I believe the brewmaster is a woman as well.
Yeah, right? I believe you're right.
Pretty big news when that happened, and when she'd been at saw her at a couple of different the craft brewers conferences and things like that.
So yeah.
So. Probably a smart move. I don't know too many of Golden Road's beers. I've had them, and they've been fine.
Yeah.
But if I'm in out that way, I'm drinking like Ballast Point usually. I'm drinking, I don't know. I'm not usually drinking Golden Road.
Yeah. It seems like more of a destination, like, pub experience, more so than people are just like seeking out their beers in the stores.
Yeah.
Right. That's what I've been hearing. All right.
Because it wasn't even, it's not even like Elysian in, you know, Oregon when they bought that. Those beers, like, people like their stuff. Maybe it's more on the same scale as Blue Point?
Yeah.
In New York, where it's kind of like people like their stuff, but it wasn't like, hey, they didn't have a Kate the Great. They don't have a Dark Lore. They don't have like this beer that everyone like knows.
Yeah. So they're up to like 5 breweries they bought now.
Yeah.
Like 5 craft breweries. And they're going this route now. Like, they announced how much they bought Goose for. But then ever since then, I don't think they're telling you.
Yeah.
Like, it's undisclosed amount.
They probably asked Ken, where do you want to go shoot? And he's like, I kind of need to go to L.A. All right. We gotcha.
He's like, I'm ready for that. I'm doing feature documentaries now. So
yeah.
You need to buy something in L.A. so I can... Right, you know, start making feature films here soon.
I gotta get some good talent. I need people.
Yeah. So.
So I don't know if we'll start to see Golden Road out here, but you know, keep an eye on that for sure.
For sure.
But that'll do it for our 2-year anniversary episode of Chicago Beer Pass.
Yeah, buddy.
Nick, where can people find you? Get in touch with you out in Denver.
Right on, man. I'm on Twitter at Nicosio.
And I'm on Twitter at BRad. Chicago Beer Pass is on Twitter at Chicago Beer Pass. I did promise last week that we were going to do more with that. We're working on that.
That's under development.
But you can check out our Facebook page. That's at facebook.com/Chicago Beer Pass. We update that quite a bit.
Yeah.
We post photos, you know, events we don't get to talk about on here. Maybe we'll post a Cosmic Mother Funk event that we come across and
for sure.
Let you guys find that. And then the website, chicagobeerpass.com, all the episodes are posted there, links to iTunes, Stitcher, subscribe, leave a review. Love seeing those. Gets more people listening and drinking Chicago beer. That'll do it for this episode, man. Cheers.